From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the Islamic State Group has been removed from the last two major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of the border near the Euphrates River or valley. The jihadist group's self-proclaimed caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq, with the simultaneous assaults on Deir ez-Zor in Syria and Al-Haim in Iraq, leaving IS in control of little more than small plots of territory scattered along the border. The Syrian army announced that regarding Deir ez-Zor, IS lost the headquarters of the organization's leadership and, in effect, the capacity to direct terrorist operations. U.S. President Donald Trump received a classified briefing Friday from the U.S. Military Specific Command amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The briefing took place after Air Force One landed at Hickam Air Force Base, where he and First Lady Melania Trump were given a traditional Hawaiian welcome. President Trump then was directly taken to the Marine Corps installation, where Pacific Command, the largest of America's Unified Combat Command, is headquartered. Before arriving in the Philippines, a 13-day trip will take Mr. Trump to Japan, South Korea, China, and Vietnam, his longest journey as president. The U.S. government has released a report on climate change, saying that there is no convincing alternative explanation for global warming besides human causes. The report runs counter to the position on climate change taken by the current U.S. administration, as well as that of the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. This is VOA News. The State Department considers more than 300,000 Central Americans and Haitians living in the United States to be no longer in need of temporary protected status, which shields them from deportation. The Washington Post reports that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson sent a letter to Elaine Duke, acting Homeland Security Secretary, saying that the conditions that had been used to justify their status no longer applied. The Post says it confirmed its information through several anonymous sources because the recommendation has not been made public yet. Many of the Central Americans living in the United States under temporary protected status were living in the U.S. illegally, but given protection from deportation after Hurricane Mitch destroyed parts of Central America in 1998. Further disasters and insecurity in the region led to renewal of TPS protection for nearly two decades. A Las Vegas sheriff says the man who killed 58 people at a country music festival in the city last month had lost a significant amount of money in the 2 years before the shooting and had bouts of depression. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo told Las Vegas news station KLAS-TV that the loss of money may have been a determining factor in why gunman Stephen Paddock carried out that mass shooting. Investigators still have not determined exactly what led him to open fire at the country music festival October 1st from his high-rise suite. Paddock fatally shot himself after the mass shooting, which also left more than 500 people wounded. Outrage from prominent Democrats in the United States after former Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Donna Brazile said that Hillary Clinton's campaign rigged the primary election against rival Bernie Sanders. Brazile, in an excerpt from her upcoming book published by Politico, claims that prior to securing the party's nomination, Clinton, through a joint fundraising agreement signed with the DNC, agreed to finance the DNC in exchange for power of the organization's operations. A nutritional assessment by the UN Children's Fund finds life-threatening malnutrition rates soaring among the children of Rohingya refugees who have fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar. Meantime, the United Nations refugee chief, Filippo Grandi, has sharply criticized the Security Council's world leaders for failing to prevent and resolve conflicts that have displaced nearly 66 million people.
Have we become unable to broker peace? I ask this question here in the Security Council, whose raison d'etre are peace and security, because I see the direct impact of these failures every day on the lives of tens of millions of people, forced to abandon their homes with grim prospects of being able to return, sometimes for generations.
I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.